Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. A memorial is planned tonight in Sioux City for victims and survivors of the COVID-19 pandemic.
It's so important to remember how this pandemic has affected so many lives in our own community, particularly.
That's Cassie Thompson, a local advocate and member of the online group Siouxland Wears Masks. The group helped organize the event along with Iowa Educators for a Safe Return to School. Yesterday, volunteers hung 211 white ribbons in downtown Sioux City, one for each person in Woodbury County who have died of complications of the disease.
Just a little tribute to their memory.
The vigil starts at 7 o'clock outside the Sioux City Public Museum. Today, the Iowa Department of Public Health reported one more death statewide for 5,472 deaths. There were 200 more positive cases, including three more in Woodbury County. Siouxland District Health announced plans for another COVID-19 vaccination clinic for Woodbury County next Monday at the Tyson Event Center. Appointments open up tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, online and by phone. The clinic for people over the age of 65 is expanded to include meatpacking workers. Meanwhile, Tyson Foods announced vaccines will be available later on this week for all meat processing workers, including those in Storm Lake, and for Iowa residents who work at the Tyson plant in Dakota City. And South Dakota is expected to receive 7,000 doses this week of the recently approved Johnson & Johnson vaccine. This brings the state's allotment to just over 25,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine per week. For Siouxland's Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Listen for our next newscast at 4:04, right before All Things Considered.